No. That's not right at all. That thief on the skull girl worn out. It keeps sleeping and that's causing the rest of the mechanism to work out of sync. It's probably best if I just made a new one, but this level of intricate work will definitely put the client over budget. Actually, now that I look closer, did they have another piece this size? I could have sworn I had something that I could use in here. Here it is. Now then, to just fit this piece in very carefully. You! What on earth do you think you're doing? Sneaking up on me like that? Can't you see I was working on something very delicate? Don't try to change the subject by telling me I look cute when I'm focused. I am not cute. I am a professional. Now don't distract me, I need to... wait... Where did that piece go? Great. Look at what you made me do. No, I can't find that piece. It's so tiny, I'm gonna be looking for that all afternoon now. What do you want anyways? Of course I'm being cold towards you. We spent our entire childhood growing up together. You drag me into all of your mischief. Then I had to be the one to explain our way out of it when we would get caught. And then, once we are adults, you go off, enjoy the Adventurer's Guild without me. I took my apprenticeship as a clockmaker since you decided to ditch me. And the only time you ever seem to visit me is when you want something. I mean... Would it have killed you to write me a letter once in a while? No, I get it. It's probably hard to write a letter while you are exploring dungeons and fighting monsters. But at the very least, you could tell me when you're back in town. Fine, fine. I got it out of my system. I'll quit chastising you. So then, what did you stop in for? Did you actually bring me a clock this time? Well, either this is the most obscure clock I have ever seen. Or you've brought me yet another strange artifact that you found in a dungeon somewhere. Hey, look. I know I was a little fussy, but I didn't say I didn't want to look at it. Do you really have to tease me about this? Fine. Yes, I am adorable when I am curious. Happy now? Thank you. Now then, what exactly are you looking at? What is that? Well, this is certainly different from the usual things you bring me. At the very least, it's not like that time you brought me what you thought was an ancient automaton warrior. And then it turned out to be a wizard's lonely time companion. You still owe me a pair of gloves after that job, by the way. What a strange device. I still am not sure what I'm even looking at. Clearly, whatever it is very advanced. It seems to be designed to keep people from accessing it. Lucky for you, I have yet to find a puzzle I can't decipher. What? What if I tried? Got it. It was difficult, but no match for me. Fascinating. The exterior of this device is worn down to be sure. But the machinery work on this interior part is immaculate. Almost as if there is some sort of enchantment on them that keeps them from suffering the effects of time. It should be fine. My dolls are fitted with an enchantment neutralizing ward, which should cancel out any defense mechanism in here. I mean, it better cancel them out. I paid a small fortune for these tools. Besides, I'll just jump behind you if anything looks like it's about to explode. Let me see. It looks like most of this is still functional. So then why has it stopped working? I can't seem to find anything mechanically wrong with it. Wait. What's this? Do you see it? All of these mechanisms seem to be feeding into this slot here. It looks like whatever fits it here is this device's power source. Give me a moment. I think I have a few batteries we could try out. Okay, No, clearly too big. What about this one, maybe? Well, I guess that's a no. What else? What else? Oh, I just remembered. Wait here. I remember reading once that ancient civilizations used to use a special kind of crystal as a power source. Here it is. Look, it was called the Lux Crystal. Apparently, they had amazing properties that had ancients powered their creations for centuries. But they were mined to exhaustion a long time ago. And the ones that are still known of are almost priceless. Well, looks like that isn't an option. I don't know about you, but I don't have a few million gold just lying around. Even a crystal this small would be worth more gold than I'll probably ever see in my lifetime. What did these crystals look like exactly? Well, it's written that they were a purplish-pink color and they seemed to glow like what you're holding in your hand. How did you get your hands on that? Do you have any idea what you're sitting there tossing up and down? Did you not just hear what I said? Quick, give it to me. Where on earth did you find this? In the stomach of a dragon. You know what? I'm not even going to ask anymore. Good job. Now then. It works! Oh my goodness. Just look at it. It's working so magnificently. Isn't it so elegant how all of the pieces move in perfect unison? And you're back to calling me cute already. Can't you be serious for once? You're always serious, you say. Hardly. You've been calling me cute for years. I know it's just your way of teasing me when you think I'm being nerdy. Well, my work here is done. You may take it. What does it do? You know, I honestly haven't the faintest idea. But isn't that where you come in? You'll probably figure out its purpose on one of your adventures. Maybe you can unlock the mystery by slaying a horde of goblins or something. Oh, ha ha. Very funny. Yes, I'm going to figure out what it does. Tell me, is that before or after I finish defeating the Demon King in an armed combat? What do you mean you're serious? You said you were serious before when you were teasing me too. It wasn't true then, and it isn't true now. Okay. Let's humor your idea for a moment and say that you are serious. What on earth do you expect me to do? I'm not an adventurer like you. I have no combat experience. I don't do well living rough. And I have no useful skills for an adventuring party. Why would I ever agree to go with you on this? Well, yes, I am curious about what it is. But is my curiosity worth both of us possibly dying because I was with you when I had no right reason to be? You promised to keep me safe. Well, and I'm the smartest person you know. Oh, come on now. That can't be true. I bet you've got a whole harem of sorceresses just waiting to have you bring them on one of your adventures. And if I come with you, I wouldn't have to wait for a letter. Okay. No turning my words against me like that. Okay, fine. I'll go with you, okay? Now, wipe that smug grin off your face. So when are we going to leave? A month? A week? Right now? Like now? Wait! I changed my mind! I don't wanna go! I want to stay here and work on my clocks!